Yo, welcome to the G Lou Show. Saturday nights, I am G Lou. We got a special guest tonight. My homeboy Seiko Bands tapping in live from the ATL. Let me bring him in right now. What up, Seiko?
Yo, what's happening with y'all, man? What's going down?
What's up, loved one? What's up, family? How you doing tonight, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself over there?
I can't complain, homeboy. You know what I mean? Just living life. Glad you can make it to join us tonight. You feel me? We want to, welcome you to the show, man, and talk about the new stuff you got going on, this new album you just dropped. You feel me? Your label, everything you got going on, man. So why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
All right. Appreciate it. I'm a new star saying, man, I appreciate y'all having me, first of all. Hey, introducing myself, man. I'm Seiko Bands, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist out of Mississippi, but I'm currently in Georgia right now. You know, where I started my career, this music, about two and a half years ago. Got the project out, you know what I'm saying, a 9-song EP. You can look it up on a Seiko Band. Name of the project is Five Bands Are Better.
For sure. Five Bands Are Better. So how long you been... You said you just started your career. How long you been rapping, man? All together.
Man, all together, man. Look, I started playing with music back in the day. You know what I'm saying? As a teenager, you know what I'm saying. But now, you know, I took it serious about 2.5 years ago, and I went head first, man. Like went in strong.
Right. And you say you hail from the Mississippi area. What part of Mississippi you from, bro?
I'm from a small town down there in Fayette, Mississippi, man. It's down by Louisiana, like the state line. You know what I'm saying? At the bottom of Mississippi down there. Yeah.
I used to go to Mississippi. I mean, I just passed through, but I used to really go down some years ago. I used to fuck with the casinos down there in Biloxi, man. Real tough, man. So I used to be down that way a little bit. You know what I mean? Just kind of sliding through. But I really used to fuck with the casinos real tough for a minute. So, you know, I know about down that way, man. You know? Then I got family down that way in Pecola, man, so that ain't too far from Mississippi as well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's all love, man. How'd you wind up in the ATL?
Man, I wound up, look, this is what I was doing, you know what I'm saying? I was working a job, you know what I'm saying? I was doing, you know what I'm saying, welding and stuff like that, man. So I ended up coming out here for that. And, you know, I made some money, so I'm about to invest in some, you know, what I want to do. I thought about it. I said, man, I messed with the music for a while, you know, just playing around. I said, you know, I'm going to take this money I'm making now and go serious with it. So that's how I ended up out here, and I stayed here because it started looking good for me. You know, picked up on my own label, Bottom Rich Entertainment, working with my people, man, Mad Street Media. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, took it from there.
Yeah. Shout out to Mad Street Media, man. They the ones that plug me in with you, man. And they be going real hard for you, man, and all that they do, too. I want to give a shout out to Mad Street Media as well. Got to plug them before we continue on. Tell us, man, about your label, man, Bottom Ground Entertainment, man. Tell us about that.
No. It's Bottom Rich Entertainment.
Bottom Rich. I said Bottom Ground. My bad, bro. Tell us about Bottom Rich Entertainment.
Right now, man, it's a one-man army myself. You know what I'm saying? Starting from the bottom of it, you know. I came with that name, you know what I'm saying, because where I come from, you know what I'm saying, I know a lot of people relate with that, you know what I'm saying, trying to be something in life, so I took it like this, man. You know, it's bottom to rich. You see what I'm saying? You coming from that struggle, that hard, from the dirt. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about staying at the bottom. Just know we going from the bottom to rich. So I stuck with that Bottom Rich Entertainment.
Right. And you say it's a one man show. So you doing everything yourself. I can relate to that, bro. Because you know I do a lot of shit on my own too. But you know, as you grow, I know you'll get some help. But so what are you trying to do with the label you got? Since it's only you, are you trying to build it, get more artists, or get people more down to be a part of the team to help out on other aspects? What are you trying to do with the label? Where are you trying to see it go?
Man, I'm be honest with you. I'm trying to make this label go for us. I can take this thing for us. We can see it. You know what I'm saying? And other people can see it. Yeah, right now I'm building around right now. I got some people that I'm working with. Not saying like they not signed to the label. But they putting in work, man, you know, putting in the groundwork, you know what I'm saying? Like doing the things they supposed to do that, like we can come as a team and work this.
Right.
Like I said, I'm getting a lot of my help from Mad Street Media anyway, so just for me, myself,
right,
to run the business, doing on my own. But, yeah, I got some cats that I'm working with, man. You know, we're recording, you know, making music right now. They actually not signed yet, but we gonna see how they work at the go so we can, you know, make sure this stuff work out the right way.
Right. And since you've been rapping, homie, I peeped the album out and some of your stuff, pretty dope, man. I want to ask you where'd you get your inspiration, or who inspired you to rap, or who are some of your favorite artists coming up that you really liked or inspired you or made you want to rap or that you even respect now.
All right, that's a bet, man. I'm gonna say this though, start from the ground up, man. I ain't gonna lie, it was some cats in my hood, like where I'm from. Right. I mean, not known people, no big artists. I'm gonna start with them first. Be honest with you, you know what
okay.
I'm saying? It was my god brother one, and it was one of my homeboys, man. Like he was older than me, but you know he was like an OG to me. But he was real dope. They really inspired me because they
right.
were talking that truth. And
right.
you know, outside of that, man, you know I listened to a lot of older cats that were older than me, like Tupac, Scarface. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I took my drive from Master P, you know, that want it, go get it type of stuff, man, you know. And
right.
nowadays, I'm listening to like artists like Lil Baby, man, you know, I fuck with him hard. Moneybagg Yo,
mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that right now. So that would inspire me to
right.
do a lot of different things now.
Right, right, that's right. And I know you've been working, man, and pushing your project, man. Has anybody embraced you yet that is trying to reach out and help or just take a liking to your music to try to help you out? Go further, I mean, besides your team and people that you work with, just other people in the industry or artists?
Well, no, not yet. Not specific yet. You know, I had some people, you know, hit me up and say certain things, but, man, you know how this game goes. You know, I ain't looking to go out like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, like, if we're going to work,
right,
we're
right,
work
right.
business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No handout.
I got some people to reach out. Yeah, no handout, though. You know, they reached out wanting to do certain things,
yeah.
but I know what come with it. You know, what come with that. I ain't
right.
trying to get that.
Right. Yeah, I respect that, homie. I like how you think already because that's real and that's something you're going to find out in this business, man. You know, as you already know, ain't nothing for free and ain't nobody really giving nothing for free at no handouts. Somebody want to really genuinely do something with you, they're going to do it on the G. You know what I mean? And you're going to know that. You know what I mean? It's not going to be nothing in return. But reaching out and asking for stuff or just thinking like that, you know, like you said, people going to want something in return. And that ain't how you want to get out unless you're willing to do that, unless you have something. We just want to do straight business with people. You're paying for something or a verse or whatever, that's different, you know. But on the other hand, I understand what you're saying, bro. Real talk.
Right.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I see
it.
Too,
appreciate
man. You've been getting – yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just real respect, real, homie. I see you've been getting out around and putting in your groundwork. I seen you at the conferences and doing your stuff, the revolts, and I seen you out there in L.A. You know, that's where I'm from as well. How did you like getting out there and moving around, man, and seeing the different areas and how did you like the L.A. thing when you went out there and all that?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. It felt good, you know, moving around like that. And for some reason, man, you know, just when I go to L.A., man, every time I come there, it just seems like, man, I ain't gonna lie. I just love the love that they give out there. Like, y'all, you just
right.
get in the air, man. It's just the atmosphere out there, man. It just feel like, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's so legit. It's kind of like where my mindset at. I feel like L.A. is
right.
like a place where I can really, like, move, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
L.A.
right,
showed me
right.
a lot of love. The female, man, the people that I ran into during this whole business trip, man, it was just so much love, man. I can't even complain about that one, bro. That'll be some place I always talk good about. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I seen you moving around, man. That was real dope, man. What did you get to learn from the conferences and things that you got to do out there? And far as like even not even there, but any conferences or any things you attend where it's musically involved, where they have these summits and conferences about the music business, are you really taking anything from it, or is this mainly a networking thing? Or what are you getting from these some of these events or anything? Has any of them taught you anything that you could take with you?
Yeah, for sure, man. They taught me a lot. But be honest with you, I'm gonna start with the rough side of it first. First thing first, by me looking at it firsthand, bruh, it's a bunch of grimy shit go on. You hear what I'm saying? It taught me that
right.
not to be jumping. And desperate moves, and you know, taking anything coming your way, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the first thing I've learned from this shit. Well, I don't know if I should be cursed.
Right.
My bad. Apologize.
Nah,
but,
you can curse. You can say what you want to say.
All right. But yeah, so other than that, then everything else I took from it, man, I did learn a lot of business from it, like, you know, how to run it. Because like I said, I'm not just an artist myself, man. I'm like an artist, CEO, business owner, my label, you know what I'm saying? So I was just really trying to get the business out of it because the artist thing, I feel like that'll grow with me on time, but I really need to get this business right first. So that's why I go out to these conferences and I do all these things I do, man, trying to make sure the mindset straight so I can make sure I can walk in the office and come out with the right paper that I need. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's right. Let me ask you this. I know you're independent and want to stay independent, and that's where the game is now, which is a beautiful thing. I want to ask you, since you kind of just started not too long ago, you've seen how the industry has changed. I don't know if you've been in it long enough to see, but how you've seen how it's kind of changed to a totally independent game where record labels are really not that important how they used to be, and people can kind of get it on their own if they know what they're doing. But you also
right.
see that it's still needed to be in business with some of these corporations as well, though, to get the major money and more money. So from your standpoint, what would you see, what do you see yourself as far as in the game standpoint is, and as far as like moving forward, do you want to connect and incorporate your business with other businesses, or do you want to stay fully independent, or what do you think about that? Or you think it is smart to, you know, once you get popping to fuck with other people to help your brand grow? What do you think about that? Because that's where the industry is kind of evolved to at this point.
Yeah, that's big, man. You know, that's my next move. I said anything. Now, I'm not going to stay. I know it's crazy to try to just stay strictly independent. So, you know, if the right business
right.
trip come up, you know, and they want to collab my label with their label, under their label type of stuff, or a real business deal, man, for my label, and I'm making sure I'm working everything, the paperwork right, meaning, you know, the contracts and all that, where I can get everything
right.
set. Of course, I'm ready to work with them, man, be honest with you, because you need that behind you. Because they've been there. They've
right,
been
right.
doing it. You know, they can make shit move for you the right way. So I ain't going to be crazy on that and not take a great deal. Especially
right,
when it comes
right.
to, like, my labor deal. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right, exactly. I see you got a good head on your shoulders, and I see you already moving in the right directions. I see you have your, like, you know, first you hooking up with Mad Street Media. That's a good look, I see. But I see you also got your things intact. You got all your stuff on all the platforms and stuff like that I see out there. Who kind of taught you, or how you've been learning as you've been going along about this business, and how to put your stuff out there independently and make sure it's on all the platforms and all of these things of that nature?
Be real, man, I ain't gonna lie. I went through a bunch of crap shit at first, man. You know, I ain't know nothing was going on. You know, I was letting people do paperwork for me, doing all this and that. So I learned from real true experience getting jacked out of it, because I spent a lot of money, man. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I talked to myself like this. At first, I was tripping, man. I'm like, yo, man, I got fucked. But I was like, you know what? No, I ain't give a fuck. What it is, bro, I kind of like going to college, man. I pay for, education.
Yeah.
Yeah, learn from
right.
it. So that was really taught
right.
me how to, you know, get out and move around and do things. And like I said, once I got, you know, in that situation, I said, you know what? I've been watching. I've been paying attention. I know what to do myself now. I don't continue to have to do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Then I hooked up with, like
mm-hmm.
I said, Mad Street, man. Shout out to them again. I can't say it no more. They really put me on a lot
yes.
of game, man, with what I need to do and how I need to move. So they helped me a lot. So that's why I call it, that's a team with me. I'm part of their team
right.
now. So I look at it like that.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good look with Mad Street, the connection you guys have. And I see the things that they do. Excuse me. I think that's a real good look. Also, man, you being in Atlanta now, you know what I mean? You know that's like the capital now of everything moving and going around as far as music, and everything is going through Atlanta. So, I mean, just you being in Atlanta now, you know, you've been there for a minute, but you coming from Mississippi to this point in Atlanta where everything is going on. Are you able to get inside? So I know right now, shit, everything has been shut down, so it's hard. But have you been able to move around in these circles and get into places and know what's kind of going on, to know where to have your face in the place, get at these people in radio and all these things, to try to make some things happen for your project?
Yeah, man, when I really got done with the project and stuff started moving around, man, I got into Atlanta pretty good. Not like I wanted to just yet, but I have made some major moves with certain people around Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, y'all know anything about people,
right.
P. Brown, she big in Atlanta. You know,
yeah.
just the people dealing with, like, DJ Scream, all these people that, you know, kind of put
DJ
me in places.
Scream,
gave me some showcases. They put me in places, you know, to do things with certain artists being recognized and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So I have made some moves around and got in some spots that I never thought of I can be in right now. You know what I'm saying? People kind of tell me, oh,
right.
man, you kind of move real quick just starting. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't just me moving quick. It's just like I was making the necessary moves. That's just how it went down.
Right, 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 right. And how has it been since everything? I know you put your project out, but then COVID thing hit and pretty much everything was shut down as far as clubs and and all that. I've been in Atlanta too. I'm in Atlanta right now. You feel me? But how do you feel about how everything went down and was shut down? Did it kind of halt your project? Were you able to still make moves and know how to maneuver around that? And now everything is opening back up. How is everything going as far as that? How did that affect your project?
It affected me, man, because like I said, I was brand new. And I was still kind of like, you know, struggling with it a little bit, but, you know, I was still staying focused. But I kind of almost like, man, gave up on it for real because it kind of got me out of it. You know, I was like, man, we're just getting crumped. We were just getting, you know, lit, just getting kicked off. And this kind of shut down because the moves I was finna make, you know, hit Atlanta and hit the city hard, you know. I knew I was an outsider.
Right.
You know, I went from the future of Atlanta. You know, my music is different. You know what I'm saying? I respect they move, how they grinding. So I just know I had to just open doors in my own lane. So it kind of like put me in a situation like, dang. But then I started chopping over, like I said, Matt Street. So he kind of put me back on. And I just said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I got to start moving different. Like, you know, I got to go with the flow of how COVID shut stuff down for a minute. Independent people really don't know me that well. So I'm getting on. They ain't popping up. So it kind of put an effect on me in a kind of crazy way. But then I kind of bounced back, man. I started doing the necessary, everything it takes. Go through this COVID. Start making the same move the industry guys making, man. You know, the live stream with, like, you know, doing songs, doing all my Triller videos, you know what I'm saying, keeping stuff in their face, just doing shit like that, you know.
Right. And because, you know, the truth of the matter is, even though we got this COVID thing, it shut everything down. It also opens up new avenues and new things for people. That's what we learn, and that's what the game always does. Everything evolves and changes. We never is anything just stuck in one way. And you know, usually that's how it happens. When things get stuck, people get comfortable. So now, even though COVID shut everything down and it seemed like shit was all bad, you see all these new avenues opening up too, and new ways for people to get their money, or new ways for people to be seen. And like you said, you got your virtual shit. A lot of people starting live streams and podcasts or just so many different avenues now. It opens up new lanes and it teaches people to know how to grow and try something different. So I think that the COVID shit is a gift and a curse. You know, it's bad because shit is shut down, but it helps people expand and try new shit as well. You know what I mean? It open up new gates and avenues to maneuver in. So that's what it has done. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a good and bad, but change is always needed. You know, change is always needed.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With your memory, brother.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. So anything before, also, man, we got this out. I got a few songs, man, that I picked that I want to play, you know, to promote this new album for you. So I'm going to get into a few of these songs. But before we do that, is anybody out there, you know, also people listening? I know a lot of people probably listen online. I don't know. I know people, your fans or people that fuck with you, want to check in on you. So anybody listening online right now, you can call in 914-803-4001 and I'll holler at Seco Bands, man. And, you know, chat with them, ask them anything, give them a shout out as well. You know, I want to give a shout out to my team, Miss Queen Jean. You know, she's out there. She's not really I have a co-host, somebody who assists me, a beautiful lady by the name of Miss Queen Jean. She's out there. She's just chilling, man, right now tonight because, you know, I told her I handle everything, man. But she's listening. So I want to show love to Miss Queen Jean and the rest of my team over at OG Music and the G Loop Show. But anybody, any shout-outs you want to give to anybody out there, man, that supports you or just that you want to give a shout-out to that may be listening to you right now, bro, or listen on the rebroadcast because, you know, we're going to rebroadcast. It's going to be put out on YouTube everywhere, and I know you're going to do what you do with it. So any shout-outs you want to give?
Man, be honest with you, I'm going to shout-out y'all first, man, for a big opportunity, like, even come do this interview with y'all, man, giving me that space. Shout-out to Matt Street again. You know, shout-out to everybody that supported me, like all the guys that been around me, man, my girl that been around me, you know, just and my kids, you know what I'm saying? I just shout-out to all them, man, on the good note of, man, you know what I'm saying? Ain't too many people I want to shout-out. Just everybody really been down there. Everybody that – and matter of fact, shout out to everybody that played my music, streamed my music, did anything with it just to show some support, love, whatever it takes, man. I shout out all of y'all. Y'all hold it down. Keep it real with me.
That part. And also I want to ask you, too, how do your people back home feel? Like, I know, you know, they see you moving and everybody may, you know, when you're moving around and then they may think it's more than what you're doing or thinking you big now or Hollywood. And now how your people back home feel about your transformation, how you've been making moves now up in the ATL and everything? Or do you still be able to connect back home, or what's going on back at the home front?
Yeah, I've been able to connect, man. You know, I've been getting a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? But you know how that come with. You know, you got people that going to show
right.
you some love. Some people just going to watch your shit. And then some people really
gonna
ain't going to have
nothing. Wait till that shit to pop. Then they going to be there like they've been there from day one.
you know how that goes. Man, for real, from the people that been hitting me up, though, talking to me through social media, contacting my phone, they have been showing me love back at the house, man. They appreciate what I'm doing. They don't want me to stop. You know what I'm saying? They feel like I'll be the one to make it happen for the city. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's a small town, and it ain't nothing going on that way. They just really want me to win, though, so I can open door for a lot of
right.
people. So, man, I'm staying focused, man, just trying to get right. So, like I said, you know, I've been getting a lot of love, man. Like I said, for those who watching, just paying attention, hey, I shout out to y'all too, though, straight up. Like, you know what I mean? At least you watching
that part. That part. That's what's happening. We got Seco Bands live in the building tonight. It's a G Lou show Saturday night. We're going to get into some of this music, man. First, let's get into this Nine Lives, man, featuring the G Code, man. Tell us about this song right here.
Yeah, Nine Lives, man. I kind of like, I love that song, man. But, you know, I got a lot of songs I love. I don't know, like, maybe because it's me, the artist, but Nine Lives came from, man.
You're supposed
know,
to love your
like
shit, bro. You're supposed to love your own
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
but
love
you
it, anybody else going to love you.
There you go. That's a fact. But, yeah, man, Nine Lives came from an idea. I was sitting around, man, and you know, just mind being cluttered up and dealing with a bunch of shit. So I was like, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, can understand, but I want people to know, man, if you ain't dead, man, and you still alive, it's like a cat with nine lives. That struggle, that pain, that whatever you did, if it ain't kill you, still here, so you bounce back like you got nine lives. That's why I named that Nine Lives. So I want you to know you can go get it, man. If you woke up another day, you can go get it.
I like that, bro. I like that definition. When, like, you just came with anything, you really define what the song means or what it should mean and what somebody should take from it. So I respect that,
yeah.
bro. Yeah.
Right, right.
For sure. It's Nine Lives, my boy Chico Band featuring G Code. You dig? Let's get into it, homie.
Land on my feet like I got nine lives. You serve a purpose on this earth, I'm trying to find mine. You feel a pain in my chest when my mama died. I know you're proud looking down, I'm trying to fly right. Yeah, she's some no stranger. I'm trying to put my life in danger. Nigga talk crazy, we gon' speed shit up like Janitor. Pull up with that Drake, but not that Drake from Canada. You ain't any shoes for real, nigga, you ain't man enough. You ain't really standing up. Nigga looking crazy, cause the old lady a fan of us.
Fast forward,
gotta fly out of Miami, I got shit to do.
Pain
running, but you can't let it get to you. I always land on my feet like I got nine lives. You serve a purpose on this earth, I'm trying to find mine. You feel the pain in my chest when my mama died. I know you're proud looking down, I'm trying to fly right.
Yeah,
she's some no stranger. I'm trying to put my life in danger. Now I'm forced to keep me a banger. Anything looking changer.
G-Code.
Ten toes down, gotta keep it focused. Niggas, they focused, hungry like vultures. Ready to knock it off your shoulders. Thinking it's over, but I'm bad like the Jehovah. Knowing I'm rolling, but I'm stepping like a soldier. Over and over, I keep pitching that Rover. Sticks in the soda, got the money running over. Thinking I'm local, kinda feeling like I'm global. Haters, they hopeless. Got the game in the choker, applying the pressure to whoever think they want it. Remember the corners, now I'm stepping all up on them. Mama, I'm hungry, and the streets is where I'm roaming. Killer be killed, and I'm thinking they don't want it. I did it, I own it, ain't no snitching on my homie. Keeping it real, that's the step I stand on it. I did it, I own it, ain't no snitching on my homie. Keeping it real. That's a step I said no. I always land on my feet like I got nine lives. You serve a purpose on this earth, I'm trying to find mine. You feel the pain in my chest when my mama died. I know you're proud looking down, I'm trying to fly right.
Yeah,
she's some no
stranger. All trying to put my life in danger. Now for to keep me up, anger. If that anything you love can change.
Yes, sir. That's my boy Seiko Bands right there. Nine Lives featuring G Code, man. That's a banger. Hey, I really like that one, man. That's why I picked that first. You got some cuts. I don't know if that one's officially on the album you dropped. I know you had it as a single, man. But I really like that one, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I just had it out as a single, man. It didn't officially drop on the Five Bands or Better, but I'm just kind of like converting it with it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I really like that one, man. I like really even more now since you told me the definition of it. Then when you listen to it, if you know the meaning of it, what you just spoke on, you can appreciate it more, man. You feel me? And I really think that'll hit with what's going on right now. You know what I mean? I really think you should push that one, bro. You know what I mean? Me personally, I like that one. There's a couple more I like. I like that I Need Love too, off the album as well. But I like that Nine Live. That's why I played that first, man. Shout out to G Code as well. How did the collaboration come up with G Code? And who is that? One of your artists or just somebody you collaborated with?
Yeah, he's one of my artists, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he became my artist because I knew him from a job. You know, like I said, I was working 9 to 5 when I first got here, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
And I took money to pursue this rap. So he was on the job, you know what I'm saying? He a little younger than me. So I was like, yo, bro, like, I hear what you doing out here. He used to just jump around all the time. So he was like, man, I can rap too. So I heard him one day. So I said, I'm going to put this song out, man. I think I want you to get on it. And I know his struggle, his background. You know what I'm saying? He from Florida, you know what I'm saying? Orlando. So,
right. Okay.
I took him into my wing, man. Like, we rocking, bro. We got, like, not to get off topic, but boy, I got a lot of new shit coming. It's a whole nother level from this Five Bands or Better. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting
okay.
It's just my music growing better as time I go. You know what I'm saying? Me and him got some more shit coming.
To do.
Yeah, we got some shit coming.
You know what I mean? As
right.
You grow, especially as you become an artist, like, you know, even I've been rapping years, and I would go back to my first shit to where you come your shit, because as you grow in this music, you putting out more and more music, you start learning more about yourself and your sound. You know what I mean? And the more you go, the more you know the sound you want and how you sound. Because you listen to yourself, you're your own worst critic. You know what I mean? So you're going to listen, and then you're going to eventually find that sound you really know and know. So as you grow and keep growing, you're supposed to get better, and it's supposed to do that. So that's what's happening, man. That's
right.
What's up on that. Who's as far as who you work with is production and all that? Do you have the main people you mess with, or are you just getting beats here and there? Or how is that coming together as far as your production team, or how you get beats or whatever?
Right. I got this one cat, you know, Spielberg. You know, he go by Spitty Ocean right now. So I do a lot of recording over there, but you know, I get some tracks from him too. And I got this guy out of Tennessee. I got this guy out of Tennessee, man. I buy tracks from him. And my guy out there in California, I forgot. He told me what part of California he had moved to. But he was out there in, man, what this shit is? Well, damn, old boy, was that, man? Nipsey Hussle, whatever was that?
Oh,
Crenshaw.
Okay, around the Crenshaw area, Crenshaw district.
Yeah, so I got this song, Twerk Some More, man. I got that track from him, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he sent me some tracks today, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of like try to go all coast with it, man. You know, down south, east,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just beating tracks from different folks. I don't want my shit to sound one production type. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And that's smart, too. I was just asking because I don't know if you had just a main person you dealt with, or you just, you know, you moving around. I know as you're growing, too, you're going to definitely, you want to get some different sounds as well. And then maybe, you know, you will find that person you can lock in with that knows your sound and he understands. That's eventually where you want to get to, with somebody who you can lock in with. Because once you get a great producer or somebody that knows you, or even an engineer that can get the beats to make you sound how you want to sound, that's what you want to get, you know, when you can lock in. And then that's all you're going to need.
Well, let me rephrase you then. Yeah, the guy I'm telling you about, the first guy I mentioned, man, Spielberg, bro. Like, yeah, that's my main go-to. Like, Perry, like he helping me better than what I, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say it got better.
Right.
With him, man, like, yeah, he know what I'm looking for now. You know what I'm saying? I go in there, we talk together, we work it out, man. We make it happen. That's why I say I can't wait to drop this news so y'all can see, like, damn, that single from Five Bands to Better to now, Yeah, that's what y'all gonna take from that, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, me and him, we work good.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, bro. I guess we'll continue on. Now we'll get directly into the five bands for better. You know what I mean? Something off that. I'm gonna tell you, I got a few more. I'm gonna ask you what you wanna play out. I got like four more. I got that Believe, That Like Me, Purpose, and of course I Need Love, which I like. What you wanna get into next?
Man, I'm rocking with you. You know what I'm saying? I like
that.
I'm
Purpose.
The artist. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get into that Purpose.
I like
man.
That Purpose because, again, I like stuff with some meaning to it and with something behind it. You know what I mean? When I listen to that, I hear, you know what I mean, you saying something on that. You know, I like all the other ones, too. Like you said, the twerks and all that. I know especially you're going to have for the clubs, but you can bang, especially you in Atlanta. You know, that's a strip club capital. So you got to have them strip club joints. And if you can make your shit bump in the strip club, you can get it. You get your shit bumping in the strip club. That's where a lot of really the hits are made in Atlanta. You know what I mean? They get made in them strip clubs first. Cause they bang them in them strip clubs and people go crazy and throwing all kind of money when that song come on or the strippers request that song from the DJ. You got one, dog. So I understand that. But again, I like stuff with a purpose. So you got this track called Purpose. I want to go to that one, man. If you don't mind, tell us about this Purpose song.
Yeah, that Purpose song came about, man. You know, I was at the studio one night, man. Matter of fact, there's the feature on the song is Moby Dick. You remember Master P, cousin No Limit from No Limit.
Yeah. For sure. The Nate Dogg of the South.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But yeah, so he was in the studio, man. I was like, yo, man, I need a feature, man. Like, I need something different, you know. He said, you know, he shot me where he shot me. He said, look, that's what we'll do it for. He said, shit, let's sit down. We sat down, man. We wrote that thing up. And, bro, we just cooked it up right there. So that song came from there. He wrote that hook. You know, I paid for a feature.
Okay.
He wrote that hook. So I just went in on my verse.
Right. That part. Speaking of Moby Dick and Nate Dogg, who I said Moby Dick is the Nate Dogg of the South. You know Nate Dogg is from Mississippi, right? Snoop Dogg is from Mississippi, too. A lot of ties and people that's from California right now, your favorite people are from Mississippi and got ties from there. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I knew it, man. I knew it. That's why, you know, I appreciate a lot of it. So, I know where they come from, their background, man.
For sure. All right, well, let's get into this Purpose, man. This Cinco Bands off the Five Bands of Better project. This Purpose featuring the legendary Moby Dick, baby. Let's get it.
Find your purpose, young man. You hear me?
Five Bands, Moby Dick. Yeah, we definitely need to do some right here, homie.
Boy, you gotta know what you're here for, what you're willing to live, and what to kill for. Cause everybody got a purpose. Just look inside yourself and find your purpose. Boy, you gotta know what you're here for, what you're willing to live and what to kill for. Cause everybody got a purpose. Just look inside yourself and find your purpose.
The way I see it going, make them change it for yourself.
Okay.
No matter what they think, use your brain to get your wealth.
Okay.
Ain't no plan, ain't no time. Don't let what you see ruin your mind. Use your eyes, you ain't blind. Hear what they say, yeah, they lying.
Okay.
So get up on it, let your heart be your truth. Make them follow your way, hit them hard, leave no clue.
Okay.
Go get some money, show some love to your fam. I forgot about them streets,
okay.
I'm just showing you who I am.
Right.
I ain't gonna tell you that life is sweet.
Man.
I ain't gonna lie, I ride with my heat.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm headed to be. Got rid of the people I know was the least. Wind it down, lose that frown. Don't be a clown, just hang around.
Uh-huh.
I gotta get it now, coming from that low and
found. You gotta know what you're here for, what you're willing to live and what to kill for. Cause everybody got a purpose. Just look inside yourself and find your purpose. Boy, you gotta know what you're here for, what you're willing to live and what to kill for. Cause everybody got a purpose. Just look inside yourself and find your purpose.
The bottom line I visit, I'm hoping that you listen. I'm falling through with my vision. All I do is pay attention. You gon' win, I'm gon' win. Spread the word, just tell your friend. We ain't gotta do that way. We family, we all in. I'm taking the world away. Hold it down, I know you straight. You know you blessed, you made it through a whole nother day. Spread your wings so fly. Told me to, so I took off top, so now I'm on top right now.
Watching my eye, they mouth is slick. Make sure you stay on top of it. Don't let them use you for a lick. Nah, not for a lick. So keep it on a swivel if you really out here moving. They take it on from you, you wind up, end up losing.
You gotta know what you're here for, what you're willing to live, and what to kill for. Cause everybody got a purpose. Just look inside yourself and find your purpose. Boy, you gotta know what you're here for, what you're willing to live and what to kill for. Cause everybody got a purpose. Just look inside yourself and find your purpose.
That part right there, that's Seiko Bands featuring legendary Moby Dick with No Limit Records, baby. It's the G Lou Show, Saturday night, OG Music exclusive. Shout out to Mad Street Media, Bottom Rich Entertainment. Got my homeboy up in here, man. Seiko Bands, yes sir. Seiko, man. I know you got a, you got the project out there, man. I know it's been COVID, everything shut down. I see you on your Thriller and all that, keeping everything popping, the TikToks and all that. But can we expect an official video for any of these songs coming up in the future?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got some videos, some visual coming, man. Matter of fact, I got that Twerk Some More visual out right now. It's all over YouTube, man. I shot certain videos, man. Like I did a, what do you call it? It's called like a performance video for the song Like Me,
right,
off
right.
the EP. I did a visual like Believe That off the EP, you know what I'm saying? But that's that beginning shit when I ain't know really what, how to put together the visual. You see what I'm saying? But now
you can
see the difference between the first two videos to that Twerk Some More video. Like, okay, now he didn't learn what he was doing. He figured out how to tell these folks what the fuck he want to do.
Right.
Yeah, so it's out there. You go on YouTube, Seiko Bands Official, and you can check out the videos, you know, to some of them songs. I got some visual, and then I got new visual coming soon. So it's going to be 9 Lives the next one when I shoot my visual, bro. It's going to be a dope visual, man.
That's the one. I see. I like that one. I told you, man. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be dope.
All right.
For sure. Before we continue, because I'm going to get to this next track, we're previewing the new project for my boy Seiko. Out right now, Five Bands or Better. Before I do that, let me ask you, what's the meaning behind the title of the album, Five Bands or Better? Because it's the Seiko. Tell them what's the meaning.
Yeah, the same thing, man. Like Bottom Rich Entertainment, like I said, you know, I want everything to line up. So, you know, I used to go by Five Bands. So I changed the name to Seiko because it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had this Mexican partner, man. He always said, "Yo, Seiko." I'm like, man, that sounds so
that's
much
what I was just about
vibe.
To say. Hey,
you know
I was
what
just
I'm
about
saying?
To say that before you said that. That's gonna touch with the Hispanic, you know, with the SA homies out there as well when they hear that Seiko, and they'll want to tap in just because. Let me see who this Seiko dude is, and that you know what I mean. That'll give you a bigger fan base as well. So that was a great move on that.
Right. He made it sound so good because he said it every day. I seen a man come through, y'all be hollering, Seiko or something on. I like, all right, Seiko. I said, man, I'm going to go with Seiko, man. It sounds so much better. So, yeah, that's how it came about. But the Five Bands are Better, man. Like I said, back to the topic, I did that Five Bands are Better because I was like, you know, coming from broke being nothing, man. From now on, though, me doing what I'm doing, not just in music, anything I try to touch, man, listen, if we're going to do some business, we got to start it all with Five Bands or Better, man. And that's why I've named that album Five Bands. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the way you think, homie, on my mama. Hey, before we continue, let me go to the phone lines and bring I spoke on my lovely co-host. She probably just wanted to tap in and show you some love right quick. So let me go to the queen, Queen Jean.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing, Sheila?
What's up, queen?
What's going on?
How
hey, Seiko Bands, how are you? I'm good.
I'm all right. How you doing, Quinn?
I'm great. Blessings to your prosperity, first of all. I've been listening to your journey. God's plan is so further. I can hear that in your music that you have a future in this. So keep on doing your thing. And I also want to ask you, what is your inspiration behind your song, All I Ever Wanted?
What song? Because I don't have a song, All I Ever Wanted.
Bars Behind Bars, is that not you?
No, that's not me. That might be a different artist.
Okay.
Sometimes
it'd
be multiple.
Your,
that's okay. See, that
yeah, because
sometimes it'd be
I
multiple.
On,
you know, if you just look online, you seen how I did last night with my boy Mac. I played the wrong song. So sometimes it'd be,
right,
you know, other people out there with similar names, you know, so you may get misled.
Yeah, I understand. It ain't no big thing with me, man. I'm moving, like,
yeah.
I'm moving just like y'all move. You know what I'm saying?
Because I went on Apple and I downloaded everything that's under your name. And that is under your name. So I have everything that's under your name. And your Nine Lives, I have to piggyback off of G Lou. That is a dope track right there. Also, so pardon me for that. That is under your name.
Right.
Princess, how old is your princess?
My daughter, she's 6.
She is deep. She watches you, huh?
Yeah, she watches me a lot.
Yeah. I was looking at the video of her sitting up with the phone, and she said, "God protect us or protect you." And she said, "You said something to her." She said, "Oh, I know." So
yeah, I know, man. She's something else. Like she's a big part of like why I gotta stay on top of being a man, first of all, and just doing this music and just trying to run a business, show her a route, and just give her an opportunity of life. You know what I'm saying? That because I know how it is for me coming through, so I know. She gave me a lot of ways to go and move around. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate her every day.
Inspiration. Yeah. Well, I just want to give you a shout out, and again, pardon me for that mistake. Like I said, I went and downloaded everything that was under your name, and that is under your name. So whoever it is, shout out to them because I like
okay,
that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you shouting me out, but it ain't no thing to me, man. I don't take nothing personal, man. It's like mistakes can be made. You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
that's gonna come a lot.
Great interview.
You know that.
Yeah.
Great conversation, G Lou. I'm going to you to listen and go ahead and keep, you know, putting that good music out there, single bands, because you got a future in you, with you.
I see
you going a lot further than where you are.
Thank you, man. I'm going to keep it going.
Right on. Mm. Peace.
That's what's up. Queen Jean, that's my better half right there in this thing we call the G Lou Show. So thank you, Queen Jean, for tapping in and showing our guests some love tonight. For sure. Yep.
You're welcome.
Yes. Cinco, let's continue this thing, man. Let me see. You got Like Me. You got Believe That, you know, and I Need Love, you know, which I like. What you want to do next? I know you're going to leave it up to me, but I want to ask you what you, out of those I just named, what do you really want to hit them with next? Or do you really like out of those that you really want me to, you know, you want the people to get a taste of, man, that we can go into next?
Look, I'm with you. I love that and I Need Love, but I want to turn them up, put them a different more speed on real quick. So we're going to hit them with that Believe That.
Okay. And that's when you said you got some visuals out there or you got something out there they can go look at, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Cinco Bands, 5 Bands or Better, out now everywhere on all platforms. Go check them out. Just Believe That. We'll be right back.
Shining voice, me. All I'm gonna do is eat. Dripping sauce, I call it heat. Entirely from head to feet. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Who that shining voice, me. All I'm gonna do is eat. Dripping sauce, I call it heat. Entirely from head to feet. The money calling. You ain't about your guap, about your bread, then what you talking? You see the way I'm coming? Believe it, I'm saucing. Man, there's another type. Oh yeah, you right. Mississippi to Georgia, homie. You know they like. I'm hot, I'm blazing. On the streets, it's going crazy. Got them with the jump shot. Cross them, then I fade them. Yeah, I got them playing with the man. Going in with the man. Trying to blend with the man. Shopping good cause you can. In the hood cause you can. You wish they would cause you can. Yeah. Who
that shining voice, me. All I'm gonna do is eat. Tripping sauce, I call it heat. Entirely from head to feet. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Who that shining voice, me. All I'm gonna do is eat. Tripping sauce, I call it heat. Entirely from head to feet. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Hook up like a cable. Every station when you riding, I'm holding stable. Stepping out the lat, diamond shining on my watch. I'm working this motherfucker all around the clock. Catch me in your face, in a place ain't trying to lose. Don't put the blame on me, cause I'm the one they choose. I stepped it up, I stepped it up. I won this round, I won this round. You stepped it down, you stepped it down. You lost, you clown. This the type of shit they ain't never seen before. I'm semi-automatic, they don't tell me when to go. Third coast world, how I'm living, just be dripping. It's in my blood, it's that Mississippi sipping. Who that shining voice? Me. All I'm gonna do is eat. Tripping sauce, I call it heat. Entirely from head to feet. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Who that shining voice? Me. All I'm gonna do is eat. Tripping sauce, I call it heat. Entirely from head to feet. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah. Believe that, yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's another banger. That's another one. That's another one. Seco Bands up in here, man. Five bands of better. Yeah. Believe that. Like you said, he turned it up a notch on that one, man. I like that. I like that energy, homie. I like that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Believe that. That's a banger.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're doing it, man. Five bands are better. Right now, again, let me put this out there. Anybody out there listening right now, make sure you go right now and go download the Homeboy's new project. It's on all digital platforms, from your iTunes to your Spotify to your Tidals to your YouTubes and all the other ones out there, man. Make sure you go show the Homeboy some love and support. Tap in with him and go follow him right now. Go tell them where they can follow you at on all your platforms, all your handles and Instagrams, Facebook. Let them know where they can get at you right now, bro.
All right, check this out, man. My Instagram is Cinco Band Official _. You can find me on Twitter at Cinco Band at Five Bands. You can find me on Facebook, Cinco Bands, or either you can get my personal page. It's under my real name, Anthony Jackson. I don't mind giving none of that out because I need all the love I can
that
get.
That part. I just want to put that out there. So if you're listening right now, make sure you go right now before you do anything else. Go hit all them follows and likes and get tapped in with the Homeboy and show him some support, because he said he's doing this on his own, man. He got Bottom Rich Entertainment that he's doing all on his own, man. He's trying to make it big and do his thing, man, and do it independently and do it on his own from the bottom up, from bottom to rich. So, man, make sure you go support the homie so we can get his ten toes all the way knee deep in the game, man, so we can stand on some foundation and some solid ground, man. So make sure y'all go pound in, tap in with the Homeboy Cinco right now so he can turn that Cinco into a dime and dime into a dub. You feel me? All of that right there, man. Show some love to the Homeboy on my mama. Check this out. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. We got this next shit right here I'm going to go to called Like Me. Cinco, tell him about this, homie.
Most of my songs, man, I'm kind of like, you know, making it around me myself. So I tell them, you know, you'll never find another one like me. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know what I'm saying, you see me doing, bro, the way I'm grinding, the way I'm getting it, man, I ain't looking for no handouts. You know what I'm saying? Everything you see, just know I did it myself. You know what I'm saying? I never asked for nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I had to pay for it, buy whatever. I was just grinding, you know, like a real hustler, a real man. I mean, from the 9-to-5 to
self-made.
What I'm doing now, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you'll never see another like me. I ain't riding nobody coattail, man, you know what I'm talking about?
For sure, and I'm going to tell you this. Once you do get your shit popping like corn, you feel me, that's going to be well-respected, and the people are going to appreciate you more for that, and you're going to be more of a man, more of a business, more of a foundation, all of that. It's going to come back, and they're going to look to where you started from, to where you're at, and they're going to appreciate that more, man. And you know what I mean? That's the best way to do it, man. I think so, man. You know, we got to learn on our own, man. Teach yourself how to eat. And then you can teach others too, man. Once you start popping and getting your shit cracking and you want to build your label and bring artists in, you can teach them, because there's no better teacher when you learned yourself and you learned everything, how to do it when nothing given to you, man. You know, some people, a lot of stuff is given to them, so they don't know how to appreciate it. And you know what I mean? Once they go up, because when you go up, you got to see the same people you see maybe when you're coming down, because nobody's ever going to be hot always. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so, man, it's best to learn all this shit hands-on. Learn all this stuff you can learn while you're going through these struggles and your journey. Learn everything you can learn. When you're in the studio, when you're with these engineers, producers, learn how to hit them buttons. Learn this engineering. Learn everything you can learn. Watch. Don't just go in there and record and just, you know, pay somebody to do something. While you're in there doing it, learn, you know, learn this stuff so you can get everything yourself. You get your own studio. I don't know if you have it already, but everything you got, you get your studio. You can learn how to make these things happen, you know, on your own, just like you're doing it now. So, man, that's the best way to do it. Learn on your own. Self-made, hands-on, you know what I mean? So that's commendable and respectable, homie. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Not to put y'all, but to piggyback on that, bro, I ain't going to lie, about a month and a half ago, I got my own studio now. So I'm at the crib.
Okay, there you go. There you go. That part. That's what you need to do. Yes. I'm glad you did that, homie. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So with that being said, let's get into this shit right here, man. Like Me, once again, off the Five Bands of Better album that's out right now everywhere, man. If you ain't got it, you better hurry up and go get it before it gets you. You dig? Let's go.
Go. Yeah, like that. That's the way I like to do it. No, that's just the way I like to do it. Yeah, come on with me. Follow me. Come on.
You ain't never seen a go-getter like me. And you will never see another get it like me. Don't worry with your niggas touching shite. I'm the one with the money more than like me. You ain't never seen a go-getter like me. And you will never see another get it like me. Don't worry with your niggas touching shite. I'm the one with the money more than like me. I'm the one that made me name. Starting out, cause you see my chain. Home talk, I just ride my lane. Leveled up, stepped up my game. 10 better days with a better vision. No more whipping up in the kitchen. Ran these streets without paying attention. Got caught up and I had to listen. Solo now when you see me ride. I don't worry about your baby niggas on my side. I do my thing and I never collide. Don't bump in the step, cause the step on live. Moving around, just handling my business. Doing this shit, I don't need a witness. Call it when I see the riches. I ain't talking about doing it with you, bitch. I calm down, cause I know it's alright. Nobody know about it all night. I'm getting to the paper cause my hustle tight. Got it from the bottom cause I know it's nice. I think about me, I ain't scared of the scene. Come where I'm from and I had to be clean. Be real, which never been PG green. And you wonder why the other side means so mean. You ain't never seen a go-getter like me. And you will never see another get it like me. Don't worry with your niggas cussing. I'm the one with the money more than like me. You ain't never seen a go-getter like me. And you will never see another get it like me. Don't worry with your niggas cussing. I'm the one with the money more than like me. Out, they seeing me, they wonder where I come from. I'm from a little town where some raised like hoods on. I moved out, got away, some cities I went were crucial. Made me this way now, or deal with it or lose yo. Mind on trying to catch up, this here's my blessing. The way that I feel, yeah, that's my lesson. My way, I get the shit. Nothing about me counting me. I wrote it down, I made a list. Now it's time for me to make the hit. Goes on, I see it long. Automatic to the ether zone. Ain't nothing like me, I'm pure to the bone. Gotta get it strong. Up when I come to the hole. You know what time is the bread in the fire. I'm ready like this, got the strength for my mother. You heard what I said, no man, I ain't stuck. You ain't never seen a go-getter like me. And you will never see another get it like me. Don't worry with your niggas cussing. I'm the one with the money more than like me. You ain't never seen a go-getter like me. And you will never see another get it like me. Don't worry with your niggas cussing. I'm the one with the money more than like me.
Yes, sir. That's my boy Cinco, man, right there. Cinco Bands, Five Bands or Better. The album out now everywhere. Cinco, another one. You got another one right there, man. You got another one, man. It's going down. Shit don't stop. And he said it's only getting better. The boy said he got some new shit coming out. You think this is hot? Wait till you hear the new shit. It's coming. It's coming. Bottom Rich coming. Entertainment in the motherfucking building. Hey,
yes, sir.
Cinco, check this out, man. Let me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me wrap with you on a different note right quick. On some serious shit, like I want to get a different side of you from the people who are listening. You know, we already just know you're a deep brother, man, and you really, you know, mean what you say what you mean, and you have a foundation. You know, you really come from good stock. You know what I mean? You're not just out here just doing this shit to do it. You really have a purpose and a meaning behind it. You know, and you stand for something. So let me ask you this, man. With everything going on, we talked about the corona shit that has hit and changed a lot of things. But on the flip side of that, we've seen a lot of shit going on. You come from Mississippi, bro, so I already know you know. I don't care how young you are. I'm sure you're a youngster. You're younger than me, I know. But you come from Mississippi, you know, where this shit has been going on and kind of where all this shit started from, you know, where I'm going to with this Black Lives Matter. And you know, we're seeing the shit with the president we got right now. My co-host, Queen Jean, don't even call him Trump. She calls him number 45 with the 45 president. And you see all this shit kicking back up with this. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just laughing, man. You call him number 45. That's all.
That's what she calls him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I was getting to this, like, you know, on the flip side of everything going on, you see all this dust kicking back up again. You know, with the police officers, we seen a man murdered on live, you know what I mean? Everybody seen it, you know what I mean? Then you go with the brother down in Georgia, you know what I mean, getting killed, and we see a lot of shit kicking back up, man, as far as just people feeling it's okay to kill or discriminate against black men or minorities, period, you know what I mean? And then we have the Black Lives Matter. We had the riots, the new riots where everybody was kicking up dust. And all of this, you know, the protests and all this, man. So I want to ask you where you stand on all of that, man. What do you feel about everything going on? You as a person, you having a daughter, you growing up in the struggle, you coming from Mississippi, man, where, you know, Mississippi been burning for years, man. So how do you feel about all of that, man, just on a serious note right quick?
Yeah, be honest with you, man. Like, this is why I try to, like, preach to, you know, my close people to me, man. Like I said, my kids, my sister, my brother, you know, man, my close friends, everybody I'm close. I tell them, man, with that going on, man, it's like a big distraction, man. We got to stay focused on being black who we are. We know who we are, man. We have to continue to focus on making sure we set these kids and put their mindset in the right frame. I just feel like, you know, it's not a good thing that's going on, but I'm telling us for us to stay powerful and doing what we're doing. I always try to kick this knowledge here, man. Listen, you got to stay focused on what we're doing, because right now they don't want us to stay strong. They don't want us to stay positive about each other. Even though we got our own crime going on against the black, you know, black and black thing, man, that ain't, it's bigger than that. But at the end of the day, I just know, as you know, they trying to distract everybody else that's really on top of the game. So, you know, coming from Mississippi, I'm used to dealing with all that. So it made me smarter how to handle these white folks. Not to say it all crazy, but somebody white listening, don't take it wrong when
I understand what you mean. Right.
See, I'm saying, if any white people listen, don't take, I'm talking about all of y'all, because I know it ain't that, but I'm just saying, for what's going on, we know what I'm talking about. So at the end of the day, you know, just stay on top of what we got going, man, because once they divide us again from how close we still divided, but we got closer than what we used to be. So if they separate that again, then guess what, man? We really lost another 400, 500 years. You know what I'm saying? So I always say, get your time right. Teach your kids right. I ain't talking about teaching no hate. Just teach them what's right. Focus on themselves. Once they focus on themselves, man, they can become and overpower everything that's trying to, you know, tear us down, man. So me feeling like that, you know, it's sad to happen to all these people and the things that are happening, but we have to stay focused, man, and do what we're doing.
Yeah. I'm glad the main thing you just said is stay focused, because, right, even though we had all these things going on, it seemed like everybody came together. We had a protest, especially amongst the younger generation. They was the ones really out there kicking up that dust on these last protests. You know what I mean? They were. But you see, as things kind of calm down, just like now, shit didn't calm down like it always does with stuff in our communities. We kick up the dust, but as soon as the dust and the smoke settles, and, you know, people back a little comfortable, just like now they open shit back up. You in Atlanta, you see what's going on. soon as they open shit back up and get back comfortable, now we back to killing each other. And like you just said, it ain't that serious because it's bigger than that. But that's still our main problem. You know what I mean? Like we got to be able to love each other first, man. And that's what we still ain't seem to get, because we the main one still wants the shit go back cracking. We back at each other's neck again. It's all these killings is up again. Soon as shit back open up, you know, the murder rates and shit is up. You see the shit going on in Chicago. You see what's going on in Atlanta. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we got to somehow got to find a way to love each other too, man. And I know it's hard because, you know, it's a lot of distractions. Like you just said again, distractions, you know, people, I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? But that's what I see as the main problem. We definitely got to get stay focused, like you just said, you know, focused.
Right.
On the big picture.
Right, and that's what I was saying about stay focused, man. The big picture is we got to stick together, man. You know, we got to cut all this. Because me, man, I don't care about all that gangster shit they call themselves doing out here, man. Because if you look at it, and it's so sad because a lot of them, it's kind of hard to even try to help them. Because, I mean, the foolishness got them so brainwashed.
Yeah.
And half of the time, you're trying to step in, you know, you can get some of them youngsters, man, will kill your ass off, man. Just, you know, just stepping in trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? This is a game.
So, man,
I tell anybody, first thing first, man, listen, I'm a man first, and I'm always put God in everything I'm doing. So until we can fix that spirit of the people, man, it's kind of like, you know, it's a battle, man. It's a battle.
Yeah, it is, man. I respect that, homie. I like you, homie, on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know you or none of that, but I really gained a lot of respect for you, Cinco, on some real shit, man. I like how your mind works and your thought process on everything. And you know, we need people like you. I always say this my younger homies, we need people that understand what's going on and they can speak. You know, you can speak that language because you're making the music and you're doing the things that all these youngsters are doing. But when you speak, like right now when you're speaking, that's why it's a blessing to have you on this platform. I know you appreciate it, but I appreciate you as well for being on here. And then when these people hear this, they not only gonna hear this music, but they gonna hear Cinco, man. They gonna hear the real homie. What's your government again? I forgot. You just spoke on it, but they gonna hear that man.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah, they gonna hear Anthony Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
That part. They gonna hear that man, and that's the really thing that's most important, more than anything, more than his music. Because when somebody knows a person, that's why certain artists are so respected and so loved. You got your Tupacs, like you just spoke about. You've been out there on the West Coast, back at the land, back in the homeland, and you've seen the impact of the people like Nipsey Hussle had. And a lot of people didn't even know who Nipsey Hussle is. You might have didn't even know who he is, but you know who he is now because of the impact and the things he did behind that music. You understand me? So that's going to be big in your journey, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah, I appreciate it, big brother.
For sure. So that's what I like to do still, man. I want to, you know, that's why I want to get you on here. I want to preview your music, but I want to get inside the mind of Mr. Cinco, man. And I want to open up and make sure the people hear this and hear everything else going on with you, too, as a man first. You know what I mean? So they can respect you even more and respect your music. And they're going to love you even more, bro. You feel me? So that's my purpose. I got to serve my purpose, and this is what the platform is for. You know, even when you were brought to the table, like I said, I didn't know you, but I want to give love, and I want to definitely use my platform to make change and show love to the homies, man. So this is what we do, and I'm glad I did, because I learned some things tonight, and I gained a new respect and a new friend in you, homie. So
yes,
I'm just fucking with you moving forward, man. So just respect on that. I just want to say that before we move forward. You dig?
Right, and I appreciate you, and I respect y'all, man, and the like you just said, the way you use your platform for it, man, I appreciate you for that, you know what I'm saying? So we all working together, man, to make it happen, man.
For sure. Now, with that being said, let me get into this motherfucker right here, I Need Love, you know what I mean? Because I like this one, too, just like I like 9 Lives, you know what I mean? It got some purpose and some meaning behind it, and it's banging, you know what I mean?
Right.
So tell us... go ahead and tell us about this, I Need Love, before we get into this one.
I'm going to speak on it, man. You know, it's like, you know, when people listen, they think when they say I need love, man, I wasn't talking about no love, like, you know, in love with no relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just speaking in general, like, in this world we live in, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fake phony friends, the fake female come in your life thinking, you know what I'm saying, it's sweet, like, you know, you in it for the wrong reason, you just want the flossing and the money type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't give me that fake love, man. All I'm saying is I need love.
I need real love. I need real love.
Real love. You know what I'm saying? Love me as a person. Don't love me talking about you my girlfriend or, you know what I'm saying, this type of thing. No, love me as a person. Like, that's what we need out here.
Right.
So, you know, that just goes on the conversation we just had about, you know, what we out here for. So, you know, man, I just keep it like that, man.
That part. My man, Seiko Band's up in here, man. I'm going to get into this. I'm going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But while we do that, I want everybody right here to listen to this song right here, man. I Need Love, Seiko Band's, Five Bands or Better, out now everywhere. Let's do it. Let me see. Like this right here. We'll be right back. Okay. Damn, I can't even pull the track up. Let me see. Okay. Hold up. Okay, we got some difficulties with that track. Give me 1 minute while I try to okay, here we go, y'all. All right. I Need Love, Seiko Band.
Yeah. Mr. Man, Five Band. I Need Love. I used to think all the thugs I fuck with stay down. Mugs and the hate, all I get when they come around. I need love, I need love, I need love, I need love. Some of the same bitches that I love was a fraud. Money and the floss and all they wanted, oh my God. I need love, I need love, I need love, I need love. This is what I showed them when I came in. Loyalty and realness, fucking will to made man. A nigga kill you with the hand that he dapping you with. When it comes to this money and these bitches and shit, you know these niggas don't understand. They ain't down with your plan. Too scared to be the man, but I hate you cause you can. Make the shit happen, you got clout, making moves. Fake niggas on your side, better replace cause you gon' lose. They'll sit and watch you fall, won't help you stand tall. Had to drop my balls, got my back from against that wall. Fuck, what I scream cause I fucked up. Now I'm back and I'm strong and I never gave up. I'm a hustler, I'm a grinder, got the mind of a big timer. I don't trip, don't slip, going out behind vagina. I'ma stay being a boss, fuck you if you tryna cross. Man, I ride on my own, people say I'm throwed off. I used to think all the thugs I fuck with stay down. Mugs and the hate, all I get when they come around. I need love, I need love, I need love, I need love. Some of the same bitches that I love was a fraud. Money and the floss and all they wanted, oh my God. I need love, I need love, I need love, I need love. These dirty ass bitch, you know who you can trust. True story, man, I had a hoe almost got me fucked up. She had me in a nigga house, saying that she was single. I'm sitting on a couch, thinking, girl, I'm ready to mingle. The whole time, man, this nigga in here with me. I didn't know, he didn't know, that nigga could've hit me. She had a nigga thinking I'm her cub, he thinking the same. Told me a long time ago, these bitches running game. Now what the fuck you think? Yeah, I got up on my shit. Ain't no love for no hoe, ain't no love for no bitch. But I love all the women that show, act like a woman. I applaud all you women, yeah, don't stop, just keep it coming. It's a man out there, he needs you, you need him. Y'all be them, on a limb, time is slim, so it's in. Get your love together, show them you down for whatever. Ain't nobody on your level, can't nobody do it better. I used to think all the thugs I fuck with stay down. Mugs and the hate, all I get when they come around. I need love, I need love, I need love, I need love. Some of the same bitches that I love was a fraud. Money and the floss and all they wanted, oh my God. I need love, I need love, I need love, I need love.
There it is right there, man. That's it right there, man. My boy, Seiko Band's, I Need Love. Again, one of my favorites that you got out, man. Nine Lives, I Need Love. All the ones I played tonight are my favorites off the album, man. So salute to that. Salute to the new project. Five Bands are Better, out everywhere right now. Support that. Show my homeboy some love. You know, you can't go wrong with that, man. Seiko Band's, man. Tell the people before we get up out of here, man, again, give any shout-outs you want to give. Let the people know anything we didn't speak about that we should have spoke about and anything else you want to say to the people. You got the floor, bro.
Yeah, man, listen, we pretty much covered everything dealing with what I got going on right now, but I just want to tell the people, man, listen, y'all keep y'all peace, man, keep y'all mind together, man, keep your spirit right, and keep supporting me if you're down with me, man. Go listen to some good music, that Five Bands Are Better, man. It's on all the platforms out there. You can find it on YouTube at all. And, you know, I just want y'all to know, man, look, if I don't know you, you're rocking with me, man. I love you anyway. Just keep loving me back. That's all I need.
That part. That's my boy, man, Cinco Bands. Again, tell them again. I know you said it, but say it one more time. All your where they go follow you at right now, where they can go get all the music, just in case some people slow or came in late. Let them know again where everything they can go get, where they can follow you, all that right there. We got to make sure we get that out there.
Got you. Hey, my official IG page, Instagram, forgive me, I'm talking a little too fast. But it's CincoBandOfficial _, that's my Instagram. My Twitter account is @5BandCincoBands. You can look it up like that. My Facebook is Cinco Bands, a fan page I got for your music platform. It's Cinco Bands. You can look it up on Facebook, or either you can go on my personal page, Anthony Jackson. You can find me that way.
There it is, man. I say again, man, salute to you. Thank you for coming on to the platform. I learned some things as well tonight. I want to shout out to Mad Street Media, Bottom Rich Entertainment, and you, Cinco Bands, for coming on and blessing us tonight with your story, your journey, you know what I mean, and your new music, man. It's all love. Salute, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. I'm going to be rocking with you now, man. Anything else you want to do when you got the new project coming out, you want to come back in and drop that or do another interview, man, you got a friend right here, man, and a platform to do with that, man. So I want to let you know that. We tapped in with you. Tap in with us. We got love for you over here at the G-Lou Show, homeboy. You feel me?
Appreciate it, man. I got number love for y'all giving me respect, and I respect you back. Yo, and one more time, man, listen, I got some visuals on YouTube. If you want to check out any of the visuals, just type in Cinco Bands Official YouTube channel, and you can see, like, you know, videos I got out. So check out the stuff I've been working on. Everything independent. Remember that.
That part. For sure. And with that being said, man, much love to everybody tapped in tonight, Saturday night, the G-Lou Show. We did this just a special event, one night only. My homeboy Cinco Bands, man. Shout out to Mad Street Media again, OG Music, the G-Lou Show, Miss Queen Jean, BTP Media Group, 93.2 FM Ism, Bottom Rich Entertainment. Check out all of our shows as well. Wednesdays, we're on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sunday nights as well. Anytime you want to come hang out too, man, we do a show on Wednesdays, the Westside Wednesday show. We do the Friday show, and we do a Sunday show. We do some old school oldies, man, and just classic shit that your mama and shit used to listen to, and your mom used to clean up on the weekends. We do that, and we got all the homies, man, so just hang out anytime you want, and we do a live show as well on YouTube. Follow us at the G-Lou Show. Anytime you want to hang out or do anything, man, we here for you, bro. I just want to let you know that.
I appreciate it, and I'm more definitely stay in contact with y'all, man. We're going to work.
For sure. And that being said, we're going to get on up out of here, but I'm going to let my homeboy Cinco know and everybody else out there know that heard me and Cinco tonight. Stay focused, man. Keep all 10 toes planted in the concrete. Don't let nobody get you down. Don't let nobody step in your circumference. Just like they're talking about practice social distance. Give me 6 feet. Get a homie 6 feet. You know what I mean? Respect everybody's mind, everybody's lives. You know what I mean? Black lives matter. All lives matter, man. And respect everybody. Put God first. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. And with that being said, Cinco and everybody else, you ain't never had a friend like me. In the words of the late, great Tupac, we up out of here, man. Peace and love, y'all.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Believe that.
Because you ain't never had a friend like me. At night I watch the sky, I take another breath, I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left. Just me and you evading enemies, let you get my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Remember memories so vividly, was once a little dust kicker, now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail, sending me mail, heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed, niggas slanging at the same place, the same faces, supposed to always hate our folks. forever watch the game unfold. Shit and crocodile tears just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. How can I be blamed? Forgive me, Lord, I'm insane. In search of fame, won't hurt to change. Following the footsteps of past dealers, equipped with ski masks, no witnesses, we blast quillers. Maybe now they feel us in this act of war. More casualties, no survivors, any man that defies quick these eyes. Cause we bought us in my quest for chips. We wear vests equipped with automatic fire. We reply when my enemies strip. Me and you against the nation, whispering while we conversating. Cause niggas died over information. How much more can we take? Expect us all to break the world. Ain't ready for us yet, so let's make Clinton pay. They never wanted us to make it. Everything that we possess, we had to fight and take it. I think the president is smoking weed, bumping his beat, making a living out my misery. So they got a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Promise to visit, I know it's rough in your cell, receiving mail to the county jail. This is hell, when I was younger, I could picture living in luxury, so how the fuck did I end up in prison? Fucking snitches that got me crossed by my own side. I found him by himself, no drama, he alone died. Nobody cried, should've never testified. You got my nigga 25, so now I sacrifice your life. Help to separate me and my dog. Broken ties, why the fuck should I let you live? When I'm dead inside, rapid fire, my delivery. I'm busting at your whole crew, nigga, remember me. Hit up my outlaw set, then throw my pistol in the ocean. Ditch my ski mask and get the straight coasting. It's visiting day at San Quentin, always there to see your closest road dog. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me.